hearing this song on your phone, in your car, or in aisle 7 of the grocery store, you're not really hearing it. You're not really hearing the hypnotic disco synth as clearly as you could. You're not really feeling the bass line in your chest. And you're certainly not hearing a century of sound innovation. The only way to hear this song the way the artist intended is to hear it on a Denon home speaker. A speaker built with as much craft, dedication, and precision as the music it plays. Which means you won't just hear the song, you'll feel it. Denon home wireless speakers, crafted by the sound obsessed, for the sound obsessed.
Mary redeemed a $50,000 cash prize playing Chumba Casino online.
I was only playing for fun, so winning was a dream come true.
Chumba Casino is America's favorite free online social casino. You, too, could have the chance to win life-changing cash prizes. Absolutely anybody could be like Mary. Be like Mary. Log on to ChumbaCasino.com and play for free now. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18-plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details. The voice in the preceding commercial was not the actual voice of the winner.
Fuck it, let's get straight to it. On my block, how I rock. Used to want a black Trans Am with the IROC. Now I want a blue lamb truck, red brakes, pancake tires, looking like I left IHOP.
Hold up, hold up. I don't think you heard what I'm saying, so I'm gonna run it back one time for the one time. R-O-B-B, thanks for all the love. Now I can do whatever the fuck I want.
On my block, how I rock. Used to want a black Trans Am with the IROC. Now I want a blue lamb truck, red brakes, pancake tires, looking like I left IHOP. No, I can't stop, and I won't stop, and it don't stop. I just show stop. I'm the party keeper, jumping till the flow drop. Finally figured out how Aaliyah made the boat rock. No seat check, homie, fuck your spot. No seat check, homie, this is my spot. When am I not high? Can only open one eye. I feel like Popeye, or maybe better yet, Cyclops. Yeah, they can never keep the door locked. Yeah, flow hotter than a stovetop. Yeah, want smoke, get cold cock. Welcome to the city where you can't trust no cop. Yeah, more dope than a smoke shop. Yeah, want smoke, get the whole crop. Yeah, coming up like the toast pop. Chasing this guap, I'll let you know when my growth stops. On my block, how I rock. Used to want a black Trans Am with the IROC. Now I want a blue lamb truck, red brakes, pancake tires, looking like I left IHOP. On my block, how I rock. Used to want the retro threes with the tube socks. Now I want a new drop, RIP doo-wop. Still screaming out, who the fuck shot Tupac? On my block, how I rock. Used to want a black Trans Am with the IROC. Now I want a blue lamb truck, red brakes, pancake tires, looking like I left IHOP. No, I can't stop, and I won't stop, and it don't stop. I just show stop. I'm the party keeper, jumping to the flow drop. Finally figured out how Aaliyah made the boat rock. Boat rock, 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 boat rock. Still screaming out, who the fuck shot Tupac? Still screaming out, who the fuck shot Tupac? Now I want a new drop, RIP doo-wop. Still screaming out, who the fuck shot Tupac?
What's up, y'all? It's your girl, the Chica, coming at you live and direct from the 6. On today's show, I'll be featuring a talented rapper from Ohio, everyone. I am pleased to welcome Rob, Christopher Robinson, everyone, to the show. Welcome.
Hey, what's up? What's up?
What's up? What's up? Well, first off, I'd like to say thank you for being a very special guest on my show. And today we'll be talking a bit more about your music career and allowing our listeners to get to know you a lot better and all that good stuff. So welcome.
Yeah, that's my pleasure. Thanks for having me.
Absolutely. All right. You ready?
Yes, ma'am.
All right. Let's do this. So, Chris, what made you want to get into music?
Music for me started when I was very, very young. I don't know. I grew up in the era of like DMX, Busta Rhymes.
Okay, all the good stuff.
Yeah, all the good old school hip hop. So,
yep.
My brother-in-law actually, he handed me over Into the Wu one day, which is 36 Chambers, Wu-Tang's album. And that just changed my life. So ever since then, I was digging deep into different artists. Got into Big Pun, Big L, people like that, and just went from there.
All right. Now, how did you actually get into the music industry?
I started writing poetry as like a preteen.
Okay.
So I wrote poetry in school and stuff like that. So as I got older, I turned that into like rhymes, and then Fruity Loops came out and I started twiddling with some beats. Okay. And I started rapping like that.
Very cool. Now, tell us a bit more about your music.
My music is kind of all around. You know, I have so many different influences. So I like reggae, rap, even some country. You know, I like a lot of different music. So you'll hear all types of different influences, but mostly hip hop. And I like a lot of live instruments. So heavy bass and live instruments is my thing.
Okay. Now, do you play any instruments?
I'm learning the piano right now.
Cool.
Yeah. So once I learned the piano, I played guitar a little bit when I was young. I could strum, you know, I don't know any chords or anything though.
Okay. Part of the whole music evolution process is getting familiar with more instruments because it helps your game. Because you can incorporate different sounds, different beats, different things that you can start actually making yourself.
For sure. I'm definitely good on a drum set. I can get down to a drum set, yeah.
Right.
And NPC, any beat machine you put me on, I can play with that as well.
Very cool. Now, I heard a couple of your tracks, Not Like Me. It is a vibe. That track is freaking fuego, guys. I'm going to put a little sample in there as well, so you guys can definitely check it out. It is fire. What's the best track you've released so far, and what makes it so great?
That's a hard question. I can't really say what my best track is. You know, that's for the fans to decide. But one of my favorites is a new one that will be on my EP.
Okay.
It's called Rocking Chair. So that's probably my favorite so far.
And when's your album dropping?
9/11, September 11th.
9/11, an infamous date, everyone. All right. Okay. We'll definitely be learning more about that. Now, how did you learn how to rap? Write music, make music?
I guess it's just a gift. You either have it or you don't. A lot of people ask me, you know, how do you just write so fast and things just come to me? And honestly, I just feel like that's a part of being an artist. If it doesn't come to you, then maybe you're better at something else.
Right. It should flow naturally. And I mean, it shouldn't be something so challenging like, oh, guys, another one. I have to make another one. No.
Right.
You want to make another one. You're excited. Oh, my God. I just put these beats together. Check this out. What do you think of that flow? Not like, oh, this is a chore. It's not supposed to be a freaking chore. Real talk.
Yeah, definitely. I'm addicted to it.
Right? It's a rush. It's exciting. It's fun. I mean, if it's a chore, you're definitely in the wrong career. This is not something up your alley because it's a lot of work, long freaking hours, and let's face it, it's really not for everyone. So, for sure. Now, guys, this is one of the most exciting things I've heard, I want to say, in years. So not only is his new album dropping 9/11, this album was recorded, I kid you not, he will be explaining this, guys. Everything was recorded on the phone, from the vocals to the beats to his cover art. His cover art was made on the phone. I have trouble making cover art on my laptop because of my freaking nails getting tangled and everything. So the floor is yours, my friend. You got to explain, how the heck did you do this? Because this is freaking revolutionary. And again, Guinness World Records type of shit. Straight up.
Yeah, for sure. I'm definitely trying to get that involved right now. So I already applied for that.
Okay.
There are a few people that have made songs on GarageBand and on their iPhone or iPad. They've actually, some bands have recorded an album, but when it boils down to it, they're still mixing and mastering in Pro Tools, or they're sending it off to an engineer or something like that.
Yeah.
So the way it all happened for me is, I mean, really random. COVID hit and I was stuck in the house for a little bit. I had just started a business in January.
Okay.
I'm a personal trainer. So
cool.
I started my own business. Everything was going great. COVID hit and I was stuck in the house. And then I remember a buddy of mine from a while back told me that there was an app called GarageBand, like for free on every Apple product.
Okay.
So shout out Jordan Dieters. So I checked my phone. Yeah, big up. So I went on my phone one day. I was just playing around with the beat and I was like, man, I need a mic. So at first I just used the headset I got in now, you know, the one that comes with the phone. And I started writing. I always had music written. As I knew I'd get back into it one day. But I started making these beats and it kind of evolved from there. And I did one track and it was only like a minute and 45 seconds, real short. And then I kind of took that as a concept, like, well, I could make an assembly of short tracks, you know, just with what I have, you know. So I started trying to figure out how to do it on a minimal budget as well. So I'm actually putting together a course that people can buy, you know, how to make an album under $200.
So an album.
How to make an album and release it yourself for under $200.
The mixing and mastering for one song is two bills.
Yeah, well, you got to do it all yourself, obviously. If you don't have the talents, well, it won't work out for everyone. But the people who have the drive, the ambition, and they're musically inclined and already have that background, they just don't know how to do it. I'm going to explain how to do it and all the cheat codes involved.
Okay, well, that is definitely going to be a really, really good learning experience and something... Guys, you're going to want to check this out. For any of you out there who is considering a music career, thinking about getting into the game, I mean, I'm going to keep it real with y'all. I just started putting my ideas and thoughts and lyrics, writing it down because I, again, being trapped in COVID, being in lockdown, I live on my own. So it's like all I see is four walls and, you know, life has changed drastically. It's not the same. You can't really be out socializing, partying, living, no more weddings, barely any funerals. It's just a different type of vibe, right?
Yeah.
So that's how I started just putting my thoughts down. And then I'm like, oh, I can actually sing this. I can actually rhyme this. But I did not go on my phone, though. I'm having trouble with the laptop. Ain't nobody about to be using their phone to be doing that. But honestly, that is ingenious. I can't wait to take a listen to that. Again, I have never heard anyone do that personally. Yeah. So you got my support, my friend.
I appreciate that.
Records. I hope you guys are listening to this because one or two tracks is one thing. An entire album, that's next level. Straight up next level.
I think in the past 3 months, I've made 20 tracks on my phone.
Oh my gosh.
The whole beat from start to finish, just concept. And it usually comes from just one word or like a sentence. I'll just think of a bar and I'll be like, ooh, that was good. And then I'll literally play off of that one bar the whole song and I'll just turn it into something else. Yeah.
All right. This is called game. This is changing the game. This really is a game changer, honestly. And I mean, just that type of motivation alone. And realistically, everyone has a cell phone. Everyone has an iPhone or an Android. And we all have, you know, we don't have phones from like 20 years ago. We all have the newest phones out there. So if he can do it, guys, it's not, you know, it's doable is what we'll say.
It's definitely doable. If he says
doable, I trust you on that. Personally, I don't think I'd be able to do it. I mean, I still need my music mixed and mastered, and that for me is like the icing on the cake.
Yeah. And don't get me wrong, I do work in some studios. I'm working with a lot of artists and their studios, but I just wanted to do this for myself, you know, just to say, hey, I did this. This is me. This is all of me. And like it or not, you know, you have to respect it.
Oh, hell yeah. 10,000%. So big up to that. And album is dropping September 11th. So definitely looking forward to that. And I will keep you guys updated as well. And now you touched upon your creative process a bit. So typically you get a couple bars going and then you'd make the beats based on that?
Yeah. Well, the beat also, I like to take people on an emotional ride with the beat and the lyrics. So
okay.
I'll usually just start out with like a hi-hat or something simple, maybe just the bass line, whatever I'm feeling,
right,
just to kind of get a melody. And then I'll build the beat up after I record some lyrics.
Okay.
And then I'll develop the beat a little bit more. I'll drop a little bit more on the vocals. And then I'll do the final touches on the beat at the end. And that's a wrap.
That's really a wrap. Wow. Okay. Awesome. Now, have you done any performances so far?
Yeah, I used to have a record label back in 2012. It was called Money Minds Entertainment.
Okay.
I've been doing music for a long time, and me and bunch of guys from my neighborhood, we started our own record label. We were a legit 100% independent, kind of what I'm doing now. But
okay.
we had a studio and everything, and then the guy we went in together with, he just up and disappeared one day. So
oh,
it was
wow.
It was a major setback. So
yeah,
you know, I just kind of left it at that. And then I used to perform down in Lachlan, down in Cincinnati.
Okay.
Lachlan Bar and Grill, shout out them. I used to perform there, and a couple of nightclubs in Hamilton, where I'm from, that got shut down due to some bad people and bad involvement. And
the usual,
you know,
scenario.
Who knows what goes
yeah.
on.
Okay. All right. And now, what do you enjoy most about performing?
Getting the people hype. I'm the life of the party, so.
Okay.
You know, I like to get them going, man. Crowd surfing and just getting everybody.
You were joking
lit.
About the life of the party, man.
Yeah, for sure.
That's wicked. Now, I did see that you do have an upcoming event planned. But in terms of the whole COVID situation right now, is it going to be a virtual concert or what's the plans for that?
As of right now, the concert's still a go.
Okay.
Until I hear something else, it could change 2 weeks before the show.
Right.
So you never really know. As of right now, it's going to be limited. So I guess they'll have the arena, whatever regulations that they have, they'll have everything spaced apart correctly.
Okay.
So it'll be totally safe and with code, with COVID and all that. But that's going to be at the Rupp Arena in Lexington, Kentucky, September 19th.
Wow. Okay. Very cool.
Yeah. I'll be opening up for Gucci Mane.
Seriously?
Yeah, and Rod Wave.
Okay, cool.
Yeah.
All right,
it's
gonna
be a major show, major
yeah.
show.
Yeah. Okay, and it's excellent that it's still a go. I mean, here in Toronto, we don't have those luxuries yet.
Yeah.
Because
I don't think
COVID
we have
situation.
These luxuries yet either.
Okay, they got some special permission, guys.
We're
Must
just hoping
nice.
For the best.
What are your musical goals in terms of recording, in terms of playing, performances, the whole shebang?
My ultimate goal with music is not really to be an artist. I've always been more into production and making beats, and I have the ear for music and I have the ear for good artists. So I'm looking with creating my label is seeking other artists, you know,
okay.
totally working with them and putting them on, showing them how to do it. And not only showing them how to do it, but actually help them get in the game and, you know, just keep my production royalties. That's all.
Right.
You know,
and I mean,
in order to do that, I have to build up a name. So
yes.
I'm building my brand and my name now, you know, people
yes.
will see my face. I'm going to be really active in the music business. So once people get to know who I am, then I could take a step back and say, hey, I did this. Now I'm going to produce.
And, you know, the production side of everything is freaking huge, man.
Yeah.
I mean, like, there is, forget the money aspect. That's just, like, ridiculous amounts of money. But you're the one who's, like, literally finalizing these tracks from
yeah.
taking it to level A to level Z. Like, it's literally a night and day difference because
yeah.
Again, I'm going to use myself, but when I do my original recordings, I just call them my raw recordings. And then when they go through that whole process, like, whoa, I'm sorry, who the heck is that? Who is that exactly? It's next level with all the additives and the extras, the effects and the reverbs and things I've learned over the past couple of months, words I've never even heard of in my entire life. So, but I mean, it's so important and so that, you know, like for those of you listening out there that think, oh, it's not something important. You know, my music is great. I don't need all those kind of things. Just a waste of money. You're wrong, buddy. Because quite honestly, it makes the track. It takes it to levels that you're just even blown that, oh my gosh, am I really this good or what's going on? Like, it actually makes things so much better. So kudos to you for getting into that side. I mean, sky is the limit, like literally.
For sure. Right? And that's what I'm on. You know, I'm going to buy a helicopter soon.
Oh, hell, that's what we're saying. All right, party up in your crib with your helicopter. All right, so now we all have areas in our career that, you know, we could take a look at and be like, you know what, maybe it's time to up my game, step up my game. I don't know, maybe throw in a laptop for you.
Right.
Some monitors, you know.
I have a laptop on the way.
Okay,
I have all kinds of studio equipment. I have a mic, I have monitors, I have all that. It's more just proving a point right now.
Right,
you know?
Right. I'm honestly just kidding. But we all definitely have like areas in our career that, you know, we can improve, we can take a look at and be like, you know what? This is kind of lacking on this side. I could do something better. What is something that you're working on improving?
My production. And not only that, my overall delivery. You know, when you first start rapping, you hear it in your head. And you know what it's going to sound like. But when it comes out, it doesn't always come out like you think it's going to or the way that you want it to in your head.
Right.
And that has a lot to do with your confidence and being in the booth and not only that, finding your voice. You know, once you find your voice, then you'll be more confident and then you can kind of swag out more and that delivery has got to be better. And then it can really develop into what you hear in your mind.
Right. And you know, that definitely takes mad skill and a lot of practice for you to be able to get to that level. I mean, it's that delivery that comes out of your mouth is not always the same way you had in your mind. You're like, hold up. Night and day difference. What the heck's going on here? This is not what I wanted. I hear you. And I find that the more you practice, like practice, then you're able to get that delivery a lot easier.
Yeah. I used to be focused on recording everything one take. And I thought that would make me like not better in a sense, but like, oh shit, he dropped that in one take. You know, it makes me look good when I go into a studio and they're like, whoa, he dropped three songs in an hour, like power studio time.
Right.
And then I started realizing that you need to take the time to, if you have to do 50 takes on four words, you know, do that and make sure it's that one. And you're like, yep, that's the one.
I'm glad that you mentioned that because when I first started music as well, I kind of wanted to be that person. Okay, one take, let's get this done. Let's keep it moving. Let's keep what moving. Now it's 4 or 5 months later, and that one word that I had problems on that I didn't take the time to fix is haunting me for the rest of my life now.
Forever.
Every time I hear that track, I'm like, that was the friggin' word that I couldn't get the first time. I'm like, oh, it'll be fixed eventually. Oh, no, it did not get fixed. Now a permanent mistake. So I'm really glad that you mentioned that because it will haunt you forever.
It definitely will.
It will. It's there. Yeah. It's not going anywhere unless you want to redo the whole track. So
yeah, especially if you critique yourself like I do. I'm sure you do.
Mm-hmm.
Most artists are very hard on themselves. Yeah.
Yep. You don't want to be put it. At the end of the day, whatever you're producing and putting out there is not going to just magically disappear. It's there forever. So you want it to be like top quality. Spend the time. Make sure everything is flawless before it's done. Excellent point you brought up there. 1,000%.
Thank you.
Now, what is the biggest challenge you've encountered so far in your music career? And how have you overcome this?
Staying focused, man. not giving up. And it sounds kind of cliche, but I've come from the struggle. Not only the struggle, I was a young father. I had my first kid when I was 17.
Oh, wow. Okay.
Yeah. Yeah. So I have four kids now.
Oh, wow.
I have four kids. And at the end of the day, it was, is rap a hobby? You know, and what am I doing actually? I didn't see the ultimate goal when I was younger. I was more rapping to kind of show my image, which was not even the right image to conduct myself as. You know, I was in the streets making the wrong moves.
Right.
A young father still trying to take care of his kids. Not only that, the mother of my children was an illegal immigrant, you know?
Oh, wow.
So I was all in it by myself. I had to work. I had to do whatever it took to make it, and ended up biting me, you know? So I learned from my mistakes, and it was like, don't do music, let's be a father. And, you know, all life happens and everything. You lose sight of all of that, and you start thinking that music is just a hobby and you got to get a career. Now on the flip side, I'm a good father. We all know that. And as long as me and my kids have a good relationship and they understand that this is business, that I can make money off of this, and then we don't have to work anymore. We don't have to work.
Honestly, as much as you put into it is what you're going to get out of it.
Exactly.
If you take the time to grind it out, man, get your name out there, work social media like you've never worked anything in your life before, the potential is there. But it's
all there
up
for
to you. It's all there. And the best part, most of the potential, it's free.
Yeah.
Like,
and if you
that.
Don't know which one is free, you can go on YouTube and find which one is free.
That's exactly
you
it.
Know? And then
so, I mean,
there's a lot of free trials as well.
Yes.
You put your card information in, then you can cancel.
That's
you
it.
Know,
before they start billing
those.
You, just cancel it, man.
Cancel it right before they bill it.
Right? So
you had
so
it for
many-
a week.
Right? There's so many options available, but the thing is you have to do the hard work or it's not going to work.
Yeah. You have to focus on the ultimate goal.
Yep.
Stay focused.
1,000%. And, you know, again, kudos to you, man, for, wow, raising four children. That's something I personally couldn't do in this lifetime. I know myself. I don't have that type of discipline and holding down a full-time job, doing music on the side, I think I'd be all over the place. So the fact that you're able to get that all streamlined, figured out, huge congrats to you. Own it.
Yeah, thankfully I have a lot of help in my corner. You know, I wouldn't be able to do it without my mother and, you know, a couple other people that really have my back. So
right,
it's hard, but, you know, at the end of the day, you got to know what you're doing it for.
That's right. The
doing
end goal.
It for the kids, you know.
That's exactly it. All right. Now, what gives you the most satisfaction being an artist?
That's a good one. I don't know whether it's when I hear that final product and I just lose my shit and I'm bouncing all over the car. People think there's an elephant inside of it, probably. I don't know whether it's when I mix that final product and I get in the car and listen to it and I'm jumping all over the place. The car is bouncing around. People probably think there's an elephant inside, but, yeah, that's how I mix down my music. I do it all on my phone and then I go in the car, have a nice JBL system in there and I just play
nice.
It back on the car.
Nice. All right.
But I don't know if it's that or when a fan says, hey man, this part of your song changed my life. You know, it helped me in some kind of way. And that's what it's really all about to me. That's probably the most important thing for people to relate. And, you know, if I can overcome it, they can overcome it.
Okay, for sure. Now, there are tons of artists worldwide. And let's face it, the rap game, I feel, is like the most saturated market on the planet. Everyone,
definitely.
Whether they're 12 years old, 25 years old, 200 years old, they want to be a rapper. It's just like, and it's predominantly all guys. Like, let's face it, it's a very male-dominant industry.
For sure.
What sets you apart from the rest?
I think time will set me apart from the rest. In due time, all the people who want to be a rapper will fade away. The people who are rappers will stick around, and the people who are great will make a name. So I'm in it to make a name. And
all right.
That's it.
Okay. Plus, I mean, with your experience, with, you know, your childhood, with your home experience, you got a lot to talk about.
Oh,
and
yeah.
The thing is that people can relate to people when they're saying their true life stories, not just a whole bunch of gibberish. Oh, I'm going to make millions. A million. Like, dude, you don't even have $5. What are you singing about? You're going to make millions. Like, that's delusional pipe dreams. Let's talk about your real life, you know?
Exactly.
So, people can relate to that stuff. So
yeah. Plus, eventually, if you're lying, you're going to get called out.
That's it.
Say you're making all your lyrics up and you don't live what you're talking about, or you're portraying this image that is just something. Yeah, there's something you're not. Eventually, you're going to get called out. If you're not about that life, then, you know.
It's true. I mean, let's face it. We live in the information age that the second you want to know about anybody, you pick up the phone, type them in Facebook, Instagram, ding, ding, ding. Oh, look at that. Me and their sister are actually friends, so
yeah, for sure. Small world.
It's not that exactly. It's not very difficult to figure people out, so for sure. And I mean, that's the point, that you have all this life experience that if you're comfortable sharing, you'll be successful with everything.
Yeah, right? And that's a hard thing to do. Sharing some experiences are hard to share. You know, I've been through some deep and dark things, and you know, it brings back memories. You know, I have PTSD. Yep. Like, so sometimes when I talk about things, I have those flashbacks, or, you know, I go into a depression, or, you know, it could change my whole state of mind, but it's worth it, you know, to me. If somebody could hear that song and be like, hey, like, that was deep, man, I feel it. And that's all I'm really trying to do.
Yeah, absolutely. 1,000%. Now, what hip hop albums did you grow up listening to?
Like I said, Enter the Wu. That was the one that sticks out in my mind. Hip hop wise, I was into Big L. He was a big influence in my life. Big L was a big influence in my life. Tupac, obviously. Yep. Biggie. I don't want to sound cliche with the rappers that were influencing me, but I don't listen to a lot of people because I like to keep my music original. I have memories of a lot of rappers. Most of them, I forget their name, but currently I like, Don Toliver. He sticks out to me. He's popping. So I listen to him a little bit, and I would say for the most part, I listen to reggae music. I mean, I'm a hip hop fan. But reggae, I'm all about the love, peace, and prosperity in my heart, you know.
Okay. So, like, which reggae artists?
Man, there's so many. The Green Revolution, obviously Bob Marley and the Wailers. Stick Figure. Let's see. There's too many to name, honestly. I listen to so much reggae. It's crazy. But hip-hop, in a nutshell, I like to just put on my Spotify and just play. I like to listen to what's relevant these days sometimes and just hear what type of vibe people are on. I don't really pay attention to who the rappers are.
Okay. It seems that the trap game is what it's all about. People love trap music.
Yeah.
That's definitely what's banging. It's been banging for, like, I want to say the first time I heard trap music was obviously in the States. I was in New York maybe like 15 years ago, and it's been going strong, getting stronger and stronger. Like, now it's everything, everywhere.
It just gives you this feeling, you know, of empowerment almost.
Yeah.
It's like this rage inside of you.
Yeah.
You know, you just,
and it's kind of this aggression, like,
you just want to fuck shit up.
Yeah. That's exactly what it is. I mean, that's not going to go away. Who doesn't like that feeling of just, like, I call it almost like a jump up. Like, you just, like, awake.
Yeah.
You're like, oh, we ready. Oh, we so ready. Okay,
we're
so ready. But, you know, after hearing the artists that you listen to in terms of reggae, I'm like, whoa, I have never heard of any of these artists except like Bob Marley. I'm so like out of the whole loop of the reggae game. I don't know that genre. So
there's a few artists I like in Canada, actually. I'm sure you've heard of Belly. He's phenomenal.
Yeah.
I like Belly. And also there's this cat named Anders. I don't know how big he is, honestly. He's probably pretty big.
Okay.
But yeah, I would definitely do a track with him.
Cool.
For sure.
Yeah. I can honestly say I've never heard of Anders, that's for sure.
Check him out. Yeah. He's live.
I'm going to take a look who this guy is, though. I'm curious. It's nice to know who the Canadian artists are out there, because there's not too many of them out there. So,
yeah.
Anders. All right. Now, here's an interesting question. What's more important to you, fame or credibility, and why? Right?
Yeah, that's a tough one.
Yeah.
I really don't care about the fame.
Okay.
As most people do, I'm not big on spotlight. I don't like photos. I'm not real into that. I have to do it to a certain extent, you know. But that's kind of like me doing my job.
Right.
Hold on. I lost the question. What was the question?
All right. Fame or credibility?
Yeah, I don't really
and
care
why?
About the I really don't care about the fame. See, that's how much I don't care about it.
Right. Wow. Okay.
I do care about the credibility.
Right.
I'm a big clout guy, you know? So I want people to know who I am. You know, other than that, it's just more I want people to know who I am so that they want to work with me. If they like
right.
my music and they like who I am, I want to feature. I want to network with anyone that I can, you know, especially people in my city. If you're from my area code 513, I'll do a feature with you for free. You know, that's how I roll. So
okay,
it's all about supporting local music.
All right. You guys heard it. Area code 513. Hit them up. All right. And now what advice would you give someone wanting a career as a musician, maybe a rapper or singer in the music career?
In the music career, whether you want to rap, sing or dance, I mean,
yeah.
Just figure out what you want to do first. It's hard to get that time back. So if you invest it and then you change your mind or you do this and something happens and you have to alter that route, you can't get that time back. So my advice
right.
is just really stay focused on what you're doing and not get sidetracked by the little things.
Right. For sure. Now, as another upcoming artist in the industry, are there any resources that have helped you in your journey that you want to share with others that, you know, aside from the whole, you can record stuff on the phone, all that kind of stuff. Is there anything else that you'd like to share about that?
About resources?
Yeah.
Just do your research. I mean, that's pretty, all the resources are there. I don't know about any particular resources I use. My phone is my biggest resource, so
right.
use your phone.
Why not use that phone to make money versus only spending money with the phone?
Exactly.
Right? I like that.
Don't be a dummy.
All right. Now, tell us about any other projects. So we know your show is coming up September 19th. Mm-hmm. Are there, and your album's being released September 11th. Are there any other projects or upcoming events that you want our listeners to know about?
Yeah. I don't know if you've ever heard of Crash Menotti. He's an artist. He's from Columbus. He's with SCFMG, the label. Shout out SCFMG. But I got a feature with him on a song that's called Crooked. That's kind of like a surprise thing. You're the first person hearing this right
ooh,
now. So that's going to be on the EP for sure. So be on the lookout. Crooked featuring Crash Menotti.
Well, I'd love to see I'm the first to hear about it, but you know that thousands of people are listening to this right now. So
y'all are the first.
We all collectively the first to hear it.
Yeah.
Awesome. Looking forward to that. And that's going to be on your album.
Yeah. This album's going to be titled The World Is Yours.
Seriously?
Yeah.
That is so freaking dope, man.
Yeah. Wait till you see the album cover. It's crazy.
Oh, that is beyond dope because Scarface is life. So just casually throwing that out there.
The first song is kind of dedicated to Scarface, and The World Is Yours is Scarface is my favorite like old school gangster movie like of all time. So I mean, the influence it has brought to me in life is coming out in my music now. So
I don't know if you can see that.
Hey,
my everything is like literally Scarface. Not even joking about this. So I'm even more excited now. That's just dope beyond dope. All right.
Yeah.
Now, I've noticed you have a really good social media presence, which is awesome. And I mean, it is super crucial for this industry because, again, it's a free resource. It's just you do have to take the time, put in the hard work and the grinding to get your name out there. Where else can our listeners connect with you on social media?
Instagram. Find me on Instagram at Rob_513. Rob is R-O-6-6. Also, Twitter. I'm on Twitter. I'm trying to change my name on Twitter. I'm kind of connected to my old account, and it's under C. Robba Jr.
Okay.
So C-R-O-B-B-A-J-R. That's my Twitter name. And then also on Spotify, Rob. You can find me on iTunes, Google Play, Apple Music, literally anywhere you can find me. I have a YouTube channel. It's not popping yet. I just started dropping my lyric videos. And then once my album releases, I'm going to try to make a video for every song on the album as well. So coming soon, the YouTube channel is going to be popping. I might do a podcast myself here and there.
Yeah.
Yeah, for sure.
Might as well. I mean, it's free.
Yeah. If anybody wants to contact me, though, best way to get at me is my email, rob_513@yahoo.com. Like I said, Rob is R-O-6-6. Contact me.
All right. Well, Christopher, tell us, what's next for you?
What's next, man?
Yes.
Probably the move. You know, you get to a point in your career when you're doing well, and then you got to get out. I hate to say it, but you have to leave where you're from most of the time. You have to follow the money. So
yeah.
I see myself moving to California soon.
Okay.
Maybe not this year, but next year or the year after, depending on how my self-funded tour turns out.
Okay.
Yeah.
Right.
So if that goes well, I'm definitely going to move out to Cali.
Cali is the place you want to be. I mean, that's like the epicenter for music.
Exactly. And right? I want to act as well. So, you know, I do it all.
Wow. That's called triple threat. Producer, actor, and rapper.
Yeah.
I like the sound of that. Triple freaking threat.
Yes, sir.
All right. Well, lastly, what message do you have for your fans? Because you know you got thousands of them out there listening.
Man, to all the fans, don't listen to other people, man. I feel like this is going on too much, especially this day and age. Everybody believes everybody else, or, oh, I heard this, I heard that. Who gives a fuck? Like,
right.
do your research, excuse my language, but do your research and find out the truth. Find out the facts. If you question something, look it up yourself, and just don't take people's word as the truth. That's silly.
Well, I mean, this is the information age, and the minute someone has an idea, they post it as a fact on Facebook, and then by the fifth person who got the share, oh yeah, this really happened. I'm sorry, nothing happened.
Yeah.
What the fuck happened?
Also, one
nothing
more thing.
Happened.
if someone tells you not to do something, go do it.
Of course, it's human nature.
Do it anyway. That's what we're here for.
That's the only way you're going to learn. I mean, how else do you expect to learn?
Mm-hmm.
Right? So,
facts.
All right. Well, that was definitely very, very insightful. You have so much to bring to the table that I'm really glad our listeners got the opportunity to learn more about you.
Yeah, thank you so much.
I can't wait to hear these new tracks. That's coming up soon, guys. This EP drops.
The world is yours, September 11th.
That is so sick. Again, Scarface reference. Like, it does not get any more freaking badass than that. Just saying. You know, keep pushing out these bangers. And hopefully once this whole crazy COVID situation will be over, more opportunities will be coming for touring. I know right now things are very limited. I'm surprised that in Kentucky is allowing a concert to even happen.
Yeah. You know, like I said, you never know. I mean, it could still get canceled. As far as I know right now.
Yeah.
As far as I know right now, it's still going. But like you said, you never know. It could still get canceled. And if it does, I'm sure it's for all the right reasons.
Right.
We'll just pick up where we left off, you know, when it gets rescheduled and things start opening up again.
That's exactly it. I mean, there's still the virtual option, which a lot of people are doing still. So yeah. It's not like it's a complete wash. That's still happening.
Yeah. So, I'm not really hip to the virtual performances, but I would like to get hip. I'm not really sure. I'm going to have to do a little research on that. I just got so much on my plate right now.
Yeah.
I got to finish mastering this album and set it for release within the next 2 days. So.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Okay, so you are extremely busy is what you're trying to say.
Yeah, for sure.
Just a little bit, right?
Yeah.
Well, guys, with that, it's a wrap. I would like to thank you once again, Christopher. You are awesome. I love your hustle. Keep doing what you're doing.
Thank you.
I cannot wait to hear these bangers.
Thanks to everybody out there for listening.
Yes. Sure. Yes. And again, guys, I'm going to be leaving y'all with one of Christopher's latest tracks, Thrax. And guess what? It is unreleased. Nobody has heard it yet. So, exactly. You guys are the first to hear it. And I'd like to thank all of y'all for tuning in. And hopefully you'll be joining us again next week, where we have another wicked show planned for y'all. So you don't want to miss it. Cheers, y'all.
All right, thank you.
Up racks, I got gas in my paper bag. Rolling up racks, I got gas in my bag. Rolling up racks, I got gas in my paper bag. Lick it, light it, hit it, then I take another drag. Rolling up racks, I got gas in my paper bag. Rolling up racks, I got gas in my bag. Rolling up racks, I got gas in my paper bag. Lick it, light it, hit it, then I take another drag. Saw my reflection in the broken mirror, and shit got clear. I just rolled a blunt, a dosey face, and shit got weird. I don't know you get the fuck from here. Don't like my peers, smoking marathon OG, no Belvedere. I know that you can smell my weed, roll 40 deep. We don't smoke it if it's got a seed. It's 93, anxiety and PTSD, can't go to sleep. Obama runs and Larry OG, I swim in keys. Hopped in the game and locked up the key. Can't fuck with me, I rolled a whole eighth up in the leaf. Got it for free. They heard the name, but if they won't see, they pay the fee. I'm stuffing cash all up in my embellish, no dungarees. Biscotti fiend, I got a hottie making erotic scenes. Lot of green, my favorite sativa, orange 43. Moldy feet, my pack be smelling kinda like cottage cheese. What? Yeah, like cottage cheese. Okay, I'm rolling up racks. I got gas in my paper bag. Rolling up racks. I got gas in my bag. Rolling up racks. I got gas in my paper bag. Lick it, light it, hit it, then I take another drag. Rolling up racks. I got gas in my paper bag. Rolling up racks. I got gas in my bag. Rolling up racks. I got gas in my paper bag. Lick it, light it, hit it, then I take another drag. Hold up real quick, someone's knocking. Yeah, I'm coming, hold up. Man, hold the fuck up, bro. You got some weed?
I came in the game with nothing to prove, but I got hella to lose. I came a long way from packing the two, now roll blunts by the two. Yo girl wanna stay, I tell her she came, man I got shit I could do. They said it'll rain all on my parade, I brought an umbrella or two. Ooh, I just pulled up in the coupe, G13 in the pouch, no kangaroo. They don't want smoke,
Super Gorilla Glue, I done smoked a few. Wet them all up like soup. I could wet them all up like soup. Kush is my cologne, you know I like my cookies blue. I hopped out a plane and got in a stew. Smoking on cocoa with that juice. 11th grade, I dropped out of school. They couldn't teach me nothing new. Mix that lime skunk with the rocket fuel. Pepe Le Pew, I'm way too cool. Might see my face on pay-per-view. Ancient roots, I'm staying true.
Okay, I'm rolling up Thrax. I got gas in my paper bag. Rolling up Thrax, I got gas in my bag. Rolling up Thrax, I got gas in my paper bag. Lick it, light it, hit it, then I take another drag. Rolling up Thrax, I got gas in my paper bag. Rolling up Thrax, I got gas in my bag. Rolling up Thrax, I got gas in my paper bag. Lick it, light it, hit it, then I take another drag.